Samstaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paschachate Satarine Umangyanam Timuram Dasya Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshur Miritam Jainam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. The topic this morning is what is Guru? I thought this would be interesting to discuss because it sort of becomes, every so often becomes a little controversial, at least not within ISKCON, but sort of around ISKCON. The matter comes up. Especially in the matter of how, after Prabhupada's disappearance, was parampara supposed to go on, and people supposed to be gurus. It's a little difficult sometimes after somebody like Prabhupada comes, then everyone else looks small by comparison. They are small by comparison. So, but Prabhupada gave, if you look at his writings, we'll find that Prabhupada gave very clear and unequivocal instructions exactly what is necessary in order to carry on the disciplic succession. The essence of what is guru is very simply, well, first of all, of course, there's only one guru, and that's Krishna. Krishna is the guru. And then everyone else who takes that name is someone who represents Krishna. As soon as I don't represent Krishna, then I'm not guru. So the question becomes, what constitutes representation? If you look at the word represent, it means represent or to present over again. And a spiritual master, guru, is somebody who is a representative, means a stand-in for Krishna. If the king can't come, he sends his representative, who's a stand-in for the king. And whatever is transacted between the representative and the other people, that's transacted with the king. And similarly, this is the idea of a spiritual master. Whatever transaction takes place between spiritual master and students, that's transaction between Krishna and those devotees. So that's why the spiritual master is said to be as good as Krishna. It's not Krishna, but as good as, because of the nature of representation. That's why a spiritual master is supposed to be honored as much as the Supreme Lord. Not because of himself, but because he's Krishna's representative. And whatever we can get from Krishna directly, we can actually get from the spiritual master. Actually better, in a way, because spiritual master is Krishna in a more accessible form. That actually Krishna will not give us devotional service. It's the spiritual master who gives us devotional service, not Krishna. Because Krishna has delegated that giving away of devotional service to the devotees. He doesn't do it himself. So that way, the spiritual master is actually more merciful than Krishna. So in some ways, better. Even though not Krishna, on the lower level than Krishna, but still, because Krishna's affection for his devotees, he's given them certain things to do that he doesn't do himself. So the key verse here to understand, as far as representation goes, is the word spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the Brahmana in South India, Yare Dega. Tare kaha Krishna upadesh amar ajnai guru han tare e desh. Jare deka, whomever you meet, So there's two instructions here. One first is Jari Deka, whoever you meet. Tari Kaha Krishna Upadesh. You give them Upadesh, instruction about Krishna. You preach Krishna consciousness to them. That's the first requirement. Amara Asnai Guru Hana Tare E Desh. And in this way, under my order or by my order, you deliver your land or your country. So these are the this is the critical verse. Whomever you meet, instruct him on the teachings of Krishna. In this way, on my order, become a spiritual master, Guruhan, become a spiritual master, and deliver the people of this country. He told this Brahmana. So this verse becomes the theme for Prabhupada. Excuse me. In discussing the spiritual master and what it's supposed to be. I'm just going to go through, this is not in maybe the most rational order. Well, maybe I'll start in 77. There was a meeting in May 28th of 1977 where some GBCs approached Srila Prabhupada and said, how will the disciplic succession go on after your departure? That meeting was taped and later became known as the appointment tape and became the subject of some controversy beginning from, 1980 even, this tape. Because we had some problem in our movement about the correct way of understanding the position of Guru and the institutionalization of Guru in ISKCON. And we changed things around in 87. But still there's some confusion on this matter. Because what Prabhupada did was a very interesting thing. He named 11 or 12 people to act as officiating acharyas. At that time he was very ill. And he named somebody to add this as officiating, what he called officiating acharya. And Tamal Krishna said, is that called Ritvik? So that's where this name Ritvik comes from. It's a name in Vedic sacrifice, a Ritvik. It's a kind of a priest. It means one who officiates. So what Prabhupada wanted to do, and what he did do, is when he, at that time he was very ill, and letters were coming in, people wanted initiation. So these 12 people were pretty much geographically spread all over the world. And they performed the initiations on Prabhupada's behalf. They did everything, picked a name, chanted on the beads, gave the beads out, did the fire, you know, the whole thing. But since they were officiating gurus for Srila Prabhupada, those people were still Prabhupada's disciples. Right. So then the question was what happens when Prabhupada departs? And Prabhupada said about this Ritvik, he says, he's guru, but he does it on your behalf, Satrup Maharaj said. Prabhupada said, yes, that is formality. Because in my presence, one should not become guru. So on my behalf. And again, Prabhupada stresses this is the etiquette. One's guru is on the planet. The disciple does not become a guru, even if he may be qualified in so many ways, but brings him to his own spiritual master for initiation. This is the etiquette. So he initiates on my behalf as my representative. Officiating guru. And then he says, on my order, and then he says, Amar Ajnai Guru Hana, be actually guru, but by my order. And then later on he says, when I order, you become guru, he becomes regular guru, and that is all. He becomes disciple of my disciple. That's it. So that's what he said about this. So that situation was put into account. And then later on, in the conversation, Prabhupada says, then they went to discuss translating work in the BBT. Then Prabhupada returns to the theme. They're discussing translation, and then kind of just out of left field, Prabhupada said, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, actually they're discussing the realization of translators, and the Prabhupada says, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Amar Ajnai Guruhan, on my order, become guru. One who can understand the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can become guru. Or one who can understand his guru's order, the same parampara, he can become guru. And therefore I shall select some of you. Well, that's his statement on this matter. So you see, he says here, what's the qualification of becoming guru? He says, he gives the qualification, or his understanding of this, Amar Ajnai Guruhana. He who understands his guru order, same parampara, meaning same as Chaitanya's order, he can become guru. So Prabhupada gave the qualification. So it is not that actually some people became gurus because Prabhupada appointed them as gurus. You don't become guru by being appointed. What he appointed was people to act as officiating acharya. Those people were his leading, his leaders. His they were the best people that he had. And so later on, when some of those people deviated and fell down from their position in Krishna consciousness, that's when people had taken this thing as being appointed guru, then that threw doubt on Srila Prabhupada. Oh, Prabhupada, he's not conditioned soul. How could he have appointed these people as gurus and then they fell down? Then some people wanted to say he didn't really appoint them, this whole thing was made up. He didn't really ever expect them to be gurus. Some people put out the propaganda that Prabhupada radically changed the nature of disciplic succession and everybody was supposed to be officiating acharyas from then on out, and so many things like that. But you see, what actually happened is Prabhupada named these people as Ritviks and expected that those and others would be initiating gurus after his departure, but that I think we've got to stop this here. But that their qualification would be, he who understands the order of his spiritual master, he's guru. They have to be, those people have to be qualified. So Srila Prabhupada what he did was he named some people, but kind of at once removed, because actually he wasn't so sure. You have to remember that the Krishna consciousness movement, ISKCON, as I mean to say, had only been going on for some 12 years. Nobody, when Prabhupada departed, no one had been a devotee for more than 12 years. And Prabhupada was handing the movement over to his disciples. He did not consider any of his godbrothers capable of taking care of the movement, and he put his governing body commission in charge of the movement of people who were very young devotees. And also some of them began the business of spiritual master. Prabhupada knew them very well. In fact, there had been crises before of some kind, where even before Prabhupada's departure, some of his disciples began receiving guru puja and things like that, like they couldn't wait. And Prabhupada, the Hamsaduta, Kirtanananda, and he rebuked him severely for this. And we'll see, this will come up. So anyway, that was the so-called appointment tape, which is being controversial, and it came to a kind of head, I guess, in 1989, and with one group of people advocating this this idea that people outside of ISKCON, but still advocating this notion that actually there was no one qualified to be guru in ISKCON. They knew right off the bat there's no one qualified to be guru in ISKCON, because guru had to be something called a self-effulgent acharya, and they didn't see that anybody was qualified, and so really what there should be is this, Prabhupada really wanted to do was this, set up a whole different system where everybody would be Ritvik gurus. And that's still going on. There are people outside of ISKCON who are giving initiation saying, now you're Srila Prabhupada's disciple. As I said, Prabhupada says here that here's a letter that he wrote to Tusta Krishna. This letter was pretty early on, actually. Tusta Krishna was a sannyasi. In 75, Prabhupada said, this is from Hari Sari's diary, Tusta Krishna had previously recommended various people for initiation, but before accepting them, Prabhupada wanted to know if Tusta Krishna Maharaj himself was following. Tusta Krishna's letter contained positive confirmation, and Prabhupada wrote back, every student is expected to become acharya. Acharya means one who knows the scriptural injunctions and follows them practically in life and teaches them to his disciple. So these are three things. Right? Knows the scriptural injunctions, follows them himself, and teaches them to others. These are three qualifications. Actually, you'll see that's it. That's what's required. I have given you sannyas with the great hope that in my absence, Prabhupada means after his departure, you will preach the cult throughout the world and thus become recognized by Krishna as the most sincere servant of the Lord. So I am pleased you have not deviated from the principles I have taught, and thus with power of attorney go on preaching Krishna consciousness. That will make me very happy, as it is confirmed in Guru Vastika, Yasya Prasadat Bhagava Prasada. Just by satisfying your spiritual master, who is accepted as the bona fide representative of the Lord, you satisfy Krishna immediately without any doubt. Prabhupada also alluded to Tusta Krishna's independent mentality, and carefully encouraging him to keep close. Keep training very rigidly, and then you are bona fide guru, and you can accept disciples on the same principle. But as a matter of etiquette, is the custom that during the lifetime of your spiritual master, you bring the prospective disciples to him. And in his absence or disappearance, you can accept disciples without any limitation. This is the law of disciplic succession. I want to see my disciples become bona fide spiritual masters and spread Krishna consciousness very widely. This will make me and Krishna very happy. So here in this letter, Prabhupada refers to the law of disciplic succession. That after the spiritual master's departure, if you're qualified, you then become spiritual master. So it isn't that Prabhupada is going to change this law and not tell anybody about it or do it in such... I've seen Prabhupada when he wanted to make a big change in something. Call all the GBC together, gathered in one room, and explained it backwards, forwards, upside down, and sideways to make sure everybody understood it. But the proponents of this Ritvik theory wanted to say that Prabhupada wanted to change the way parampara would be carried out, and he told it to one person who then concealed it, which is just not a believable story at all. That's simply not how Prabhupada worked. But they have to manufacture some conspiracy theory in order to come up with this. But Prabhupada says here, this is the law of the siddhic succession. So here's another. In 1972, Prabhupada said this in a Bhagavatam class. He says, "We are canvassing. Please surrender to Krishna. So our business is not very difficult. If we follow ourselves, and if we surrender to Krishna fully and teach others all the same thing, not that some adulteration. No, exactly what Krishna said. Then you become spiritual master, guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Amar ajnai guru hana tare edesh. Jare deko tare koho Krishna upadesh. Changes it around a little bit. Under my order, you become a spiritual master and deliver the people of your country. And what is that order? That yare deko tare koho Krishna upadesh. Whomever you meet, you simply speak what Krishna has said or what is spoken about Krishna. That is Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Gita, what Krishna speaks, Srimad Bhagavatam, what is spoken about Krishna. So every one of you follow the instruction as you have received. Chant 16 rounds regularly, without fail, and follow the regular principles, and hear about Krishna and preach about Krishna. Every one of you become a spiritual master. Simple thing. No education required. Because we are hearing about Krishna, so we can speak the same thing. What is the difficulty? If I hear from my spiritual master, or from any learned man, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so if I say by hearing that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so I haven't got to search out whether Krishna is Personality of Godhead or not, but if I accept the authority, then I speak the real truth. This is our Krishna consciousness movement. And therefore, sometimes when people say in India, Swamiji, you have done wonderful. And yes, I do not know. I'm not a magician. But so far, I am confident that I did not adulterate the words of Krishna. Adulterate means to bring in impurities or deviations. That's all. That's my credit. I did not like to take the position of Krishna. I remained a servant of Krishna and I spoke what Krishna said. That's all. That's my secret. So everyone can do that. There is nothing magic. The magic will act as soon as you become a pure devotee of Krishna. The magic will be done by Krishna, not by me or you. He will do it, just like a small child. Nobody can hurt him. The father will take care. He does not know the child. He's simply depending on the father. My father, mother, that's all. Krishna says that you surrender to me, I give you protection. He's not a liar. He's not inefficient. He's strong. He's sufficiently opulent. He can do that. So believe in Krishna's word and surrender unto him and don't spoil this human form of life. Death is sure. Before death, we must prepare to go back home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much. So his Prabhupada said, this is my secret. This is what I did. I did not try to become the master. I always remained the servant. I took what I heard from my spiritual master. I heard his words. I followed his words, and I preached them to others. He said, that's all, and then the magic will act. It's not that you're a magician or anybody else is a magician, but Krishna's potency will be there. So this is what have to have. If no one qualified to be a spiritual master in this terms, then you can't have Krishna consciousness movement. That's all simple thing either. And it won't go on. And people who are inventing this Ritvik, this system, that's trying to figure out how we can have the Krishna consciousness movement without Krishna consciousness. That's really what they want to do. They want to say, we can, because Ritvik means you can have a guru who doesn't follow the regular principles, doesn't chant rounds, and still can initiate you and link you up with Prabhupada and the Parampara. That's nonsense. Won't happen. Because we saw that at that time that these people who were spreading this doctrine back in 1989, their lives were irregular. They were not, in fact, following the principles. strictly, and yet we're preaching to everybody this is guru. So they were trying to figure out, in spite of my not following the principles, how still can we? It won't work. So the qualification is, here he said by him, follow the instructions, chant 16 rounds regularly without fail, follow the regular principles, hear about Krishna, preach about Krishna, every one of you becomes spiritual master. And Prabhupada said, this is my secret. Nothing difficult. At least it's not difficult to understand. It's not difficult to understand unless you don't want to understand it. Maybe a little more difficult to do, but it's not. He said, there's no one can say that I'm incapacitated. Oh, I don't know Sanskrit. I'm not well educated. No. It won't count that. So now here let's go to 1977. This is April 77. This is again in Prabhupada's last days. He's still in Bombay now, and there's a discussion going on. The discussion is about Hamsaduta. There was complaints in Germany that he was receiving guru puja and so on like that. So Prabhupada said, so many complaints in Tamal Krishna, therefore change is good. In other words, Tamal Krishna is suggesting that Hamsaduta should be removed from his position. So Tamal Krishna Goswami says, therefore change is good. Prabhupada says, no, you become guru, but you must be qualified first of all. Then you become. Tamal Krishna, oh, that kind of complaint was there. Prabhupada, did you know that? Tamal Krishna, yes, I heard that. Prabhupada, what is the use of producing some rascal guru? Tamal Krishna, well, I've studied myself and all of your disciples, and it's clear fact that we are all conditioned souls, so we cannot be guru. Maybe one day it might be, maybe possible. Prabhupada, Tamal Krishna, but not now. And Prabhupada, yes, I shall choose some guru. I shall say, now you become acharya, you become authorized. I'm waiting for that. You become all acharya. I retire completely, but the training must be complete. Tamal Krishna, the process of purification must be there, Prabhupada. Oh yes, must be there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants that. Amar Ajnai Guru Hana. You become guru, he laughs. But be qualified. Little thing, strictly follower. Little thing, strictly follower. Tamal Krishna, not rubber stamp. Prabhupada, then you'll not be effective. You can cheat, but it will not be effective. Just see our Gaudiya Math. Everyone wanted to become guru. And this was always on Prabhupada's mind, what happened to his spiritual master's mission after it departed. And he's thinking about what will happen to him after his departure. Just see our Gaudiya Math. Everyone wanted to become guru. And a small temple and guru. What kind of guru? No publication, no preaching, simply bring some foodstuff. My Guru Maharaj used to say, joint mess, a place for eating and sleeping. Mess means like a mess hall in the army, a place for eating. A joint mess. So that was one place. Simple thing, Prabhupada says, strictly follow it into this thing. So, now there's some interesting morning walks here. This is a room conversation in Bombay. Oh, so now we want to come to this issue of what does it mean? He said, Tamal Krishna Goswami said, well, I see we're all conditioned souls. And we can't receive knowledge from conditioned soul. It has to be liberated. So if we look and see what Prabhupada says, what does it mean to be liberated soul? And it turns out, I'll tell you in advance, it comes to the same point, strictly following. That's what it means. It means we don't have to read somebody's mind or try to scope out, you know, their psychic or see them display mystic powers, knowledge of past, present, and future. None of those things. Not to do some tricks. So here it says, This is a room conversation in Bombay. I got the date wrong here. I don't remember when it was. Prabhupada, they're asking why people deviate. And Prabhupada says, because he's got some little independence. Chuttananda says, why do some misuse it and others never misuse it? Prabhupada, that depends on him. If one is determined that I shall act only according to the advice of my Guru Maharaj, then he's perfect. One has to submit like Arjuna said, Shishyateham sadimam prapanam. I am your disciple, I am a soul sooner than you, please instruct me. Otherwise, he'll argue. Devotee says, even Nityasiddha, eternally liberated soul, has guru. Yasomatinandana says, even the liberated soul, Nityasiddha, Prabhupada, liberated soul never says that I am liberated. As soon as he says liberated, he's a rascal. A liberated soul will never say that I am liberated. That is liberated. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is God. He is God. A Guru Mora Murka Deki Karunushasa. My Guru Maharaj saw me as fool number one and he chastised me. He's God. This is the example. If one remains always the servant, everlastingly of Guru, then he's liberated. As soon as one thinks he is liberated, he's rascal. That is the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Guru More Murka Deki. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Murka, fool. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says to Prakasananda Saraswati, my spiritual master called me a fool. Why is he posing himself that Murka, I am fool number one? That means that is liberation. You must be ready always to be chastised by Guru. Then he's liberated. As soon as he thinks that I am beyond this chastisement, I am liberated, he's a rascal. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Guru More Murka Deki Karila Sasam. This is Sahajiya Vada, the doctrine of the Sahajiyas. He is thinking, I have become liberated, I don't require any direction of my Guru, I'm liberated, then he's rascal. Why this Gaudiya Mutt failed? Go back to that, huh? Because they tried to become more than Guru. Before passing away, he gave all direction and never said, this man should be the next Acharya. Acharya here means one person in charge of the whole institution. But these people, just after his passing away, they began to fight who should be Acharya. That is the failure. They never thought, why Guru Maharaj gave us instruction, so many things, why did he not say that this man should be the Acharya? They wanted to create artificially somebody Acharya and everything failed. They did not consider, even with the common sense, that if Guru Maharaj wanted to appoint somebody as Acharya, why he did not say? He said so many things, and this point he missed, the real point, and they insisted upon it. They declared some unfit person to become Acharya, then another man came, then another Acharya. So better remain a foolish person perpetually to be directed by Guru Maharaj. Always. Not that he's gone now, we're in charge, we can change things. That is perfection. As soon as he learns that Guru Maharaj is dead, now I am so advanced that I can kill my Guru and I become Guru, then he is finished. So again, his point is you have to always remain the servant, perpetually the servant, and perpetually thinking, I am a fool, I am conditioned soul, I have to simply remain under the direction of my spiritual master. So then in a morning walk in 77, this is early in 77, January, Prabhupada, our point is that if you do not get knowledge from liberated person, that knowledge is useless. That is cheating. It is very easy, just like a child. If he takes your direction, he is liberated. And if he acts according to his childish nature, then he's conditioned. If you take Krishna's instructions, then you are liberated. If you manufacture your own idea, then you are conditioned. Two things. Child is not actually liberated, he is child. But because he takes blindly the direction of the father, he is liberated. That is, mam eva ye prapadyante, they surrender to me. Anyone who has surrendered to Krishna and strictly follows what Krishna says, then he is liberated. Otherwise not. If he manufactures ideas, then he's conditioned. If Dr. Patel says, it is what sarvadharmam prijaja? Prabhupada, yes, and it's very easy. Henceforward, I shall simply follow what Krishna says. That's all. You become liberated immediately. It is 1 minute task. Simply decide that no more my concoction, no imagination. Then he is liberated. And so Dr. Patel said, but this decision, all these things is done by the mind which has got all the vartmas from the past births, your conditioning, right? All the grooved paths of the past birth. Prabhupada, mine may be, but if I ask the mind that you cannot do anything except what Krishna says, then you are liberated. So he's saying, even though the mind may be saying, or saying, you may do something other than what Krishna says, if I check it, then he says you are liberated. Very easy. You see, we are doing the same thing. We are not liberated. I am not liberated. But I am presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. That's all. That is my doing. Dr. Patel, that is your duty. Prabhupada. So that verse is very important, that mam eva mye padyante mayam eva tarantite. As soon as you become fully surrendered to Krishna, you are liberated. Not that liberated mean one has to grow four hands and eight legs. No, simply you have to change the consciousness that henceforward I shall act only as directed by Krishna. That is all. You are liberated in 1 minute. Dr. Patel, how do you get that direction moment by moment, hour by hour? Prabhupada, by his representative, his words, they are present. What is the difficulty to get his direction? Tadvidi pranipateni paripashnena. That's approaching a spiritual master. One who has seen, one who has understood Krishna, take direction from him. He's my representative. Yasya prasada, bhagavat prasada. If you get right guru, then you are liberated. If you follow the direction, if you want to please him, yasya prasada, bhagavat prasada, then you are liberated. Otherwise, what is the meaning of this mam evam yeva pajyante? There is no need to wait for liberation. As soon as one surrenders to me, he is immediately above the platform of maya. Aham tvam sarva pape bhyo moksha ishyami. Hare Krishna. So then there's some discussion of Vinod Bhave, the successor to Gandhi, and some of his problems. Then he returns to this. And Prabhupada gives an example of somebody who's conditioned and is misleading others. Thus, without being liberated, no one can guide anyone. That is useless. If you have no eyes, then how can you lead others? If you are blind and they are blind, then what is the use of becoming their leaders? Actually, all the so-called leaders and scholars, they are blind themselves and they have become big, big leader. That is the misfortune of the present life. And therefore, our proposition is you take direction from Krishna and his representative. That's all. That will help you. Try to understand this point. Our system, parampara system, is that I am just like disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. I don't say that I am liberated. I am conditioned. But because I am following the instructions of Bhaktisiddhanta, I'm liberated. That is the distinction between conditioned and liberated. When one is under the direction of a liberated person, the same thing, electricity. The copper is not electricity, but when it is charged with electricity, if it is touched, that is electricity. And similarly, this parampara system, the electricity is going. If you cut a parampara system, then there is no electricity. Therefore, it is stressed so much. Sakale nehe mahata yoga nasta parantapa. Krishna mentions how parampara becomes broken. The electricity is lost. The electricity is lost, yes. So those are some statements of Prabhupada. This is hard with this guy revving his engines here. So Prabhupada also says all of this in Bhagavatam. Oh, by the way, in Hari Sari's book, there are also a few discussions like this. Here's another case. There was another devotee, Siddha Swarup, who was had his own following in Hawaii. That was sort of half following Krishna consciousness and half their own thing. And all those devotees, I think in 1970, Siddha Swarup joined ISKCON. This whole outside group came into ISKCON. And Prabhupada gave Siddha Swarup, their leader, sannyas. Later he left again. But for a time he was in the movement, but there was always some difficulty because his people kind of were more into him than Prabhupada. So here Hari Sari says, I question Srila Prabhupada again on the criticism that Siddha Swarup's men are more attached to him than to Prabhupada. Prabhupada shrugged it off, saying, it's all right, it's not harmful. He says that each of us has to be a guru, become a guru and accept many disciples. But as a matter of etiquette, one should wait until his own spiritual master has departed before doing so. After lunch, I questioned him further. He told me that having a following is not such a serious offense. But if someone thinks that he is qualified and accepts disciples in the presence of his own spiritual master, then that in itself would be his disqualification. Replying to my question whether one has to be a pure devotee to make disciples, he said that one has to be strictly following the principles. That is the requirement. Then he can be considered to be on a pure platform. So again, the same, strictly following the principles is the criterion for being a pure or a pure devotee. Now here in Bhagavatam, this is the fourth canto. The earth planet is speaking to Prithu Maharaj, and she says, a foolish person who manufactures his own ways and means through mental speculation and does not recognize the authority of the sages who lay down unimpeachable directions is simply unsuccessful again and again in his attempts. That's the verse. Now listen to this purport. Prabhupada says, at the present moment, it has become fashionable to disobey the unimpeachable directions given by the acharyas and liberated souls past. Presently, people are so fallen that they cannot distinguish between a liberated soul and a conditioned soul. A conditioned soul is hampered by four defects. He is sure to commit mistakes. He is sure to become illusioned, has a tendency to cheat others, and his senses are imperfect. Consequently, we have to take direction from liberated persons. This Krishna consciousness movement directly receives instructions from the Supreme Personality of Godhead via persons who are strictly following his instructions. So there's Prabhupada's definition of liberated stuck in there. We have to take directions from liberated souls. So we are receiving directions directly from Krishna via people who are, and he says, strictly following his directions, his instructions. Although a follower may not be a liberated person, if he follows the supreme liberated personality of Godhead, his actions are naturally liberated from the contamination of the material nature. Lord Chaitanya therefore says, by my order you may become a spiritual master. Same verse, huh? One can immediately become a spiritual master by having full faith in the transcendental words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and by following his instructions. So there in Bhagavatam, Prabhupada says the same thing. So this gets us off of the... We just have to look at how people behave to understand who is qualified to give leadership. You have to be strictly following again and again. And if you're strictly following, one should be understood as liberated. That's the criterion of liberated. You won't get anyone liberated going around announcing it. Sometimes people expect, a liberated person is got to exhibit some mystic potency. Here's one, 1975. Satsuru Prabhupada, in one purport in Bhagavad Gita, you write that a disciple of a bona fide spiritual master is supposed to know everything. Prabhupada, yes, if he follows the spiritual master. Satsuru, but how could he know? What does that mean, everything? Prabhupada, everything means whatever his guru knows, he should know that much. Not like God, everything. Within his limit, that's all. If he tries to understand whatever his guru has said, that much is everything. Otherwise, everything does not mean that we know everything like God, like Krishna. That is not possible. If he regularly chants and follows the regular principles, follows the orders of guru, then he knows everything. That's all. Not very much. Knows everything. Then what is the use of reading books when he knows everything? Everything. Except Krishna. Krishna, he knows past, present, and future everything. You cannot expect anyone to know like Krishna everything. And that, again, when it comes to what is knowing everything, then the qualification, again, is strictly following regular principles, following the orders of the guru, chants regularly, and so on. Again and again. I should leave some time for questions. Another interesting set of verses occurs in the fourth canto when the allegory of Paranjana, when Paranjana leaves his body and his wives lament, and Prabhupada compares this to the spiritual master's departure and how the disciples are supposed to carry on. So if you look at this, this is chapter 4, canto 4, chapter 28, and verses go from, he says, the disciple and spiritual master are never separated because the spiritual master always keeps company with the disciple as long as the disciple follows strictly the instructions of the spiritual master. That is called association with Vani. So association with Vani, like with Srila Prabhupada, doesn't simply mean to have a database, folio or something. It means to strictly follow the instructions. So he associating with Vani or words rather than Bapu or body means serving the instructions of the spiritual master, as he defines it here. Again, he's the queen's lament that the king is gone, now rogues and thieves will flourish. He says, yes, after the acharya departs, then all kinds of anomalies come in. But he says, the perfect disciples of the acharya try to relieve the situation by sincerely following the instructions of the spiritual master. Same thing. The widow is prepared to jump onto the fire with the body of her husband. Prabhupada said, similarly, a devoted disciple of the spiritual master would rather die with the spiritual master than fail to execute the spiritual master's mission. He said, it is the duty of the disciples to take charge of the mission of the spiritual master and execute it properly. So again, that's what Guru. Then, in this allegory, an old Brahmin comes to the queen and says, I'm your old friend, don't you recognize me? And that means the old friend, he is the Brahmana, the old Brahmana friend represents the super soul. So Prabhupada says, when one becomes serious to follow the mission of the spiritual master, his resolution is tantamount to seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As explained before, this means meeting the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the instructions of the spiritual master. This is called Vani Seva. If one sticks to the principles enunciated by the spiritual master, somehow or other he is in association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So these are Prabhupada's instructions that even after the here it is. In conclusion, if a disciple is very serious to execute the mission of the spiritual master, he immediately associates with the Supreme Personality of Godhead by Vani or Vapu. This is the only secret of success in seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here in these series, if you read the whole thing, there's a little more there. Prabhupada gives all complete instructions what has to go on after his departure how the movement will continue and so on. And it all comes to the same point of strictly following. So this is given here. Hear what Krishna has to say, follow it ourselves, and teach it to the others. Three things. And that's the formula for being guru and being able to carry on the sankirtan. That's the only claim Prabhupada made for himself. Now, he may be in our mind so much more than that. That's another thing. But at least from his point of view, that's the claim he wanted to make for himself, saying that's sufficient for everybody. And get it off of the magical platform or the mystical platform, very practical, down to earth, simple thing, he said, strictly following. Anyway, questions? Yes?
It seems to be like anybody who follows, any Prabhupada disciple that follows Prabhupada's strictly, is Prabhupada's initiating. So, but it seems that among those, that category of people, there's only a few that do.
Yeah.
So what's the further distinction?
Well, only that people have asked them to initiate, and they've gone through a kind of review procedure to make sure that they're qualified. There's some other things just to ensure, basically to ensure that they're actually strictly following, that they do know what Prabhupada said, that they have a history of strictly following, and exhibit good character and so on like that. So, but it certainly, there's no other requirement than that. Really, you can see in the GBC resolutions, it's just that there's some kind of institutional review process to see that those qualifications are being followed, and that's actually a local process by local people. And there's about 50 or 60 Prabhupada disciples who right now are initiating. But it's certainly open. Yeah.
Prabhupada seemed to take great care in providing that the parampara would continue after his departure. By what means are the current initiating gurus, what is the procedure at this time for the next generation of initiating gurus after the Prabhupada disciples depart the planet? What provisions are being made that there will be new initiated gurus to carry the line?
Well, hopefully, the same provisions Prabhupada tried to make, that some people are serious enough to strictly follow. That's the only provision you can make.
Is there a mechanics involved with the, like you say, some people have to be approached by...
Well, that procedure we've set up is supposed to go on and on and on. It doesn't just apply to... You know, within the institutional arrangement of ISKCON, we have this certain procedure. It doesn't mean that those people who are initiating are necessarily the only qualified people. And the GBC can't even guarantee, the GBC doesn't know everybody in the movement, so the decision to recommend these people is a local one. So, but that's a kind of a thing that we arrange within our movement. To give some kind of oversight over the thing. So that will go on. But that's what really counts, is that people are strictly following their rounds, and, chanting their rounds, following the principles, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, attending the way, strictly following. And then he said the magic will be there. Magic will act. It's not from me, not from anybody else. It comes from Krishna. The idea is to get the false ego out of the way by becoming the servant and just give Krishna room. Then he'll do everything. And when things falter and fail, it's because people have not become... This is what's meant by transparent. That's whatever Krishna says, I say. Whatever Prabhupada says, I say. I don't have anything more to say. That, then everything works. And as soon as you As soon as you want to improve on it and make it better and add a few more things here and there, then failure, disaster comes. Much. The relationship between a spiritual master and disciples is another thing. The disciples are supposed to honor the spiritual master just like God. When we got Prabhupada a limousine to bring him back from the airport in Philadelphia in 75, the reporter complained to him about it. She criticized him. She said, you know, you're supposed to be a humble guy. Why did you drive in this limousine? He said, my disciples have provided this for me because the spiritual master is supposed to be worshipped just as much as the Supreme Lord, but actually God has a golden car. So they should have given me a golden car. He said, this limousine was not enough. So that's actually a teaching. But how that's expressed, that may be different things. The usual